Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Reality Spirituality in 2018, coming to you live from Oregon. What? Shout out to all my Cali people. Hey, Cali, what's up? Hey, California. Oh, my goodness. You know, living in a different state is just, living in Oregon, let me just say that, it's close to living in heaven. I want to share with you really quickly, you know, I'm used to Los Angeles, California, all my life. And now I can go to a DMV office, wait 10 minutes, Social Security office, wait 15 minutes, go to a courthouse to record some personal documents, wait 5 minutes. It's not only, you know, I'm just overwhelmed, but just in shock, really, with the slower pace, the relaxed pace. It's almost unbelievable. So I just want to say that living in Oregon is one of the biggest, one of the best moves that the universe has thrown me to. And it was a real all-out trust. I mean, close your eyes and fall back and trust, or walk all the way up to Mount Everest and jump off and trust and know that I'm going to be all right. And so with all that said, it's really, I've been here 3 months now, and it's really it's like going on vacation, going on a relaxing vacation. For me, it would always take me a few days just to unwind, just to get settled, just to shake off the dust from the day-to-day living. And being here 3 months, it has really just allowed me to drop my shoulders. It seems like it's going to be forever. And just relax with everyday moments. Now, who am I? My name is Rebecca Norrington. I like to say Rebecca L. Norrington, like Samuel L. Jackson and Stephen A. Smith. But it's Rebecca L. Norrington, and I'm a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it means that when I was younger, let me just start from the beginning because I have a lot of new listeners from Oregon. Welcome, Oregon. Welcome, my Oregon listeners. And let me just, it's the beginning of the year, so I just want to do a quick background of who I am and why, and really what I believe my purpose is on this planet. When I was younger, I wished for two things. You know how you make a wish when you're blowing out the candles on your birthday cake, and or you throw some money into a fountain and you make a wish. I always wished for the same two things. Always. I wanted to, number one, live to my potential. I had no idea what that was. I had no idea what that felt. I didn't know what that was going to be, but I said, I want to live to my potential, whatever that is. I knew if I lived to my potential, I'd be fine, whatever my potential is. Let me just hit that bar. And the second thing I wanted was I wanted to be happy. Now, I'm talking about making these wishes when I was in my teens, young, all the time. That's what I would always wish for, live to my potential and to be happy. And you know, when you ask, you always get an answer. Ask, and it is given. And so asking for happiness was a real, I did not know this, but it was a real, I want to say, it was a real adventure, because I thought I knew what was going to make me happy. I thought I knew that finding the right man, getting married, finding that Prince Charming, getting married was going to make me happy. I knew that if I wanted to travel all over the world, traveling, oh, yes, all the places that, you know, I was a skier when I was younger, and skiing in Switzerland, skiing in France, all over the world, oh, that's going to do it. Plan another trip. I knew that was going to make me happy. Or even, you know, it doesn't matter. The list was endless of the things that I knew were going to make me happy. And quite frankly, even having a radio show, I remember thinking, oh, a radio show. This is later on, because I've only had a radio show for about 8 years. But this is later on. Having listeners all over the world, you know, thousands, millions of listeners, that's going to do it. Messages out, yes, that's what's going to make me happy. Well, the hard knock in this life, the real truth, the formula is, and you've heard it, there's nothing out there that is going to bring happiness. There's nothing out there that is going to fill you up. Let me just speak for myself. There was nothing out there that was going to fill me up. Because I tried it all, people. I tried it all. And I was happy, feeling, you know, joyful, giddy, all that for a moment. But wanting to sustain, wanting to feel filled up, wanting to have that feeling of satisfaction in every moment, no, that I was always elusive. So, went on this lifelong quest to find out what's going to make me happy. And at first I thought that finding my purpose on this planet, finding my purpose, I know that's going to make me happy. Ooh, if I'm living my purpose, if I'm doing what, you know, follow my purpose, that's what's going to make me happy. I knew that. That was it. That's not it either. Until I redefined my purpose. Until I redefined what my purpose was. And let me share that with you right now. Because my purpose isn't to have a radio show or write a New York Times best-selling book or to go out and speak all over the world. That's not really my purpose. My purpose, finally, after all these years, is just to grow and be free and to be able to be myself without any kind of trying to be something different. My purpose is to grow. My purpose is to be conscious, more conscious in every moment. More conscious in every moment. What kind of purpose is that, universe? what kind of satisfaction do you get out of just being conscious? Sadly, because I was waiting for something bigger. It's got to be bigger. I was, when I said sadly, I was, you know, tongue-in-cheek, winking. My purpose is just to be more conscious with every moment. You know, it's living consciously. And what does that mean, living consciously? Living consciously just means that I am aware in every, I am not a programmed, a person that is following the program, that is following the script, that is responding to life like everybody else is. Now, there's nothing wrong with people responding like everybody else is. But when you're conscious, when you're daily looking in the mirror and looking and figuring out, okay, not figuring out, but really being honest and saying, okay, what's the truth? Let me just share with you what my son asked me. This is really, and he was surprised that I could even answer this question. He asked me this about 2 weeks ago. And is that, I have a few callers, and if you want to ask a question or speak to me live on the air, you can just press 1. I have a few callers, but it's up to you if you want to be on the air. So just press 1 if you have a question. So my son asked me, because he was talking about getting angry at people, and actually, you know, when you get mad because somebody hasn't quote unquote called you back or texted you back or responded the way that you wanted to, you know that angry, that pouting, you know, the crossing your arms, and you want them to be different than who they are, right? Listen, people, I got my left hand up. I'm testifying here. I was the number one could get angry in a second about what somebody else did and about what somebody else said. And especially if you were close to me. I remember my ex-husband used to say this. Listen, I'm putting it all out there. This is real stuff. He used to say, you know, living with you is like walking on eggshells, like walking on eggshells. And so I was sharing this with my son, and, you know, he's heard the stories before. I mean, I was a tyrant, a bitch on wheels. It was my way or the highway. But you know what? You know why I did that? You know why I responded? You know why I got angry and wanted people to change so that I would feel better? You know why? It comes all the way back down to me, because all of the answers, all the secret formula to this life is just you in the mirror, and you in the mirror doing the work, and you in the mirror wanting something different than what you are experiencing. When I say wanting something different, I mean wanting a sense, wanting a feeling of satisfaction, deep satisfaction, where you don't need to do anything else, where you can sit and do nothing and be satisfied, or you can go out and do a lot of things and be satisfied, but it's not about your doing. It's about that satisfaction that's inside of you, that feeling that's inside of you. So let me get back to the story. You know why I would strike. Listen, I've yelled at people from my mom to my father to my son to my ex-husband to my closest friend to my soulmate. Everybody has felt my wrath. And there was a few reasons why I did that. I mean, this is the truth. You tell me. The truth is I wanted to control somebody else. I wanted them to behave in a different way. I wanted them to behave the way I wanted them to behave so that I would feel good. It was a whole manipulation, people, just getting angry at others and wanting them to be different is just a manipulation. And it's also telling the other person that you claim to love. Let me strike that. I claim to love. I really don't like talking about for other people. I'm going to just speak for myself. I claim to love. I didn't want them to be themselves. I wanted them to be different. That's digging deep and finding out the real motivation for my actions. The real motivation for why I behave the way I did. And let me tell you something. The clue is this. It felt good at the time. I mean, all my ego told me, oh, this feels good. This feels right. Oh, I was all into the ego and satisfying the ego. But with all of that, I'm telling you, it wasn't feeding my soul. My soul was starving. My soul was wanting something of substance, some foundation, something that's rooted in, now I say universe, some people say God, some people say spirit, and you don't even have to use the same language, but that connection, you know that connection I'm talking about, you know that feeling when you get overwhelmed with gratitude, where that you burst out in tears, you know what I'm talking about, that feeling. My soul was longing for that feeling, that connection, not just sometimes, but all the time. Is it possible to feel connected, to be at peace all the time? That's what I was looking for. That's what I call happiness. That's what I mean when the storms of life, and I mean there are storms. Listen, just because I'm walking around here and I teach and I share about happiness doesn't mean that I'm not hit by storms. Are you kidding? And it seems the more storms, the more conscious I get, the more storms are right around the corner. But let me tell you something. 6 months ago, what used to bother me 6 months ago doesn't bother me anymore. You know what I've asked the universe for? You know what I asked for? Talking about New Year's resolutions and goals and agendas. You know what I asked for? How can I feel more peaceful regardless of what's happening outside? How can I not be irritated? How can I not be bothered? How can I be more accepting of other people? Oh boy, that's a hard one. How can I keep my nose out of everybody else's business? And the reason why I'm saying this is because these things that I'm saying, these what I just listed, staying out of other people's business, is going to bring you more peace, is going to make you happier. It's a fact, people. I've done the work. Trust me, I've done the hard work. I've done the heavy lifting. And volunteering and suggesting for somebody else what I think is going to help them keeps me in balance. Unless somebody is asking me, unless somebody comes and says, Rebecca, how do I, or Rebecca, this is a situation. Let me share. You know, this is anonymous, so I get emails all the time and questions all the time. So this week I got a question from a mom. And it just happened to be a mom. Now, I'm not even going to say that because that's just even going to be more specific. So it was from a mom that, let's say, I've known for maybe 4 years. And the mom is very familiar with my teachings and, you know, what I share and what I say subtracts from happiness and what I say adds to happiness. You know, it's very simple. There's behaviors in every moment that are going to subtract from your happiness. I've done the work. I've got the evidence. And there are behaviors that will add to your happiness, period. Some of the behaviors that subtract are having expectations, having attachments, being in anybody else's business, blaming something for how you're feeling, you know, complaining, of course. I mean, there's a whole list of them. And what adds to happiness is trusting. You know, and I'm going to get to the mom's question in a minute, but if you know me, you know, sometimes I get on a roll and I just can't stop. You know, I ask my students, do you worry? Do you worry? And if you, let me ask the audience out there if they worry. Do you worry? Raise your hand. If any of you worry, please just raise your hand. Well, the only reason why you worry is because you lack trust. That's it. You lack trust. You don't trust. You don't trust that whatever is happening for a reason. You think things are supposed to be different. That's it. I mean, I have a son that's traveled, and I don't even know if he's out of the country sometimes. Sometimes I hear from him, sometimes I don't. Do I worry? No. Thank goodness there's no more worrying. I've eliminated worrying. Period. Can you imagine living life without one worry? Don't you think that's going to bring you more peace? Back to the mom story. So she sends me an email and says, and she's familiar with my teachings, and she says, Rebecca, my son, he was 22 years old. She says, my son, his ex-girlfriend came back from college. They've broken up, you know, they've got together and they've broken up a few times. But she came back from college, and she's at home now, you know, close in the neighborhood, and she's dating one of his best friends. And the question was, do I tell him? So young boy, 21, 22 years old, his ex-girlfriend, you know, and he still likes her, by the way. He still likes her, of course. Do I tell him? Now, do I tell him that she's dating someone else? Now, let me let you in on a little bit of insight about me. You wanna piss me off? You mess with my children, you know. You try to lead these children down a path of misery. I'm upset, and I'm smiling because I just, you know, we've all screwed up our children so much from demanding that they are here when we're having Thanksgiving dinner. To having obligations, to putting obligations on them that they have to call you, you know, the whole thing with the children. Just don't get me started. And that was one of those days where I was just what, and to the point where I was so. Well, now listen, when I say I'm angry, I'm consciously angry. So I'm not running around here, you know, ready to. Fight or stab somebody or shoot somebody in the back. But it just bothers me. And it bothers me because I did it. See, I try to control my son. I try to make my son have obligations. Towards me. I try to, you know, change who he was. I tried to mold him into who I wanted him to be. I thought I knew what was best for him. Here we go. The first thing I said was, you know, the only thing that we can do to help our children is to be the example. Be the example. What does that mean? When my son was 10 years old, 12 years old, I think it was junior high, and he got a bad grade. I think he got a C. It might have even been a D on a report card. And so he signed my name. And that doesn't say anything about him. That says something about me and how I was raising him. How I was raising him was, he knew that if he brought that report card home and he got a C or a D, I was going to have a reaction. I was going to have a negative reaction. I was going to be upset. So he had to sign it himself. He couldn't be honest with me. Now, whose problem is that? It's my problem. And when I found that out, that's when it all started for me. That's when this truth, looking in the mirror, really started. Wow. I created an environment where my son, who's in junior high, can't tell me that he got a C on his report card or a D on his report. Let's say it was a D. I don't really remember, but I knew because he's used to getting A's. And so I had to do a lot of looking at myself. And that was really the beginning of the journey. So back to the mom. She says, I know you're going to say that stay out of this business. And I told my husband, because the husband said he wanted to tell the son. I said, how'd the husband find out? I told him. So you have a parent who is not only in the child's business, but an adult child who is not only in the child's business, but now you have another parent that you're trying to control. Okay? Let me get really real. What I said to her was, this is not the problem. The problem isn't that the girl is dating his best friend. The issue is, the real truth is, you haven't taught or you haven't been the example of not attaching to people or not allowing other people to dictate how you feel. I mean, people are going to do what they're going to do, whether they have other boyfriends, they have five boyfriends, they call you, you know, they call you name, whatever they do to you, you're going to be affected by somebody else, by somebody else's actions. Somebody else's behavior can dictate how you're feeling. Somebody else's behavior can make sure you have a good day and or a bad day. Somebody else is responsible for you. See, this is going right back to the mom. Because life happens. The secret formula is life happens. And it's depending on what you practice every day, and it depends on what your foundation and your programming. See, the programming says, oh, this is another thing that the mom says, oh, it's so sad. Labels. All labels subtract from happiness. It's so sad. So this is the energy that the mom is giving out in the house. Oh, it's so sad. There's nothing sad that is happening in this life. Now, let me just be honest. There's some things that I don't understand, and quite frankly, if it was me, I wouldn't sign off on it, because in the program world, it does look sad. In the program world, people, kids starving, it does look sad. But there's a bigger picture. That's where the trust comes in. It's a bigger picture that I can't understand or I can't comprehend. But guess what? I do trust that everything that's happening is happening for a reason, whether I get it or understand it or not. Is it easy to trust and let go and surrender to what the universe is doing? Hell yes, it's difficult. Hell yes, it takes decades of practice. But it's the only way that I have roots right now in that foundation. And the foundation is made up of trust, letting go, total surrender, no resistance to what's happening, none. No resistance to what's happening to me or to anything else out there. Being personal, let's talk about me, meaning medical issues, financial issues, whatever the case may be. You know, I ain't getting any younger out there. I ain't getting any younger. So getting older, that's a challenge too. And letting go of the youth and letting go of, listen, I used to be a boot camp instructor for 25 years. I can't do that anymore. It was so hard for me to let go of who I thought, you know, that person, that athletic person, and seeing people out there lifting those ropes and throwing those medicine balls. I can't do that. I can't do that shit anymore. I just can't. And I cried and I've cried and I've cried about what I used to be. All of this stuff, all of this, when I say programming, it was the programming of, oh, even getting older is a programming, what to think about that. The secret formula to life is, in every moment, allow the universe to unfold. Let go of trying to control your other people and circumstances. Trust that everything is in order. You have tons of evidence of it, regardless of how it looks. Let go of preferences, thinking that one way is better than another way, or another way, or something should be happening when it's not. Now, let me tell you something. This message, the messages I'm bringing, the message that I share, my words, they're not easy to hear. They're not easy to accept. They're not easy to swallow or digest. And I have a lot of people, I mean, there's only a, I have a lot of people that get very, very, very upset with this message. And it's only because the responsibility goes back to them and nothing else and no one else. And who wants to take full responsibility for how they're feeling? Who wants to take full responsibility for all of it? The blame game is rampant. The blame game is what people do. Uh-oh, that was the roller. Just fell on the floor. It's not your circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or you do not have. It's not who won the election, the price of gas, or the weather. It's not your health or the aches and pains in life. It's not money. It's not how you look or how much you weigh. It's not your children. It's not your parents. Your happiness depends on what you practice on a daily basis. You want to feel different? You can. Look in the mirror. Your perspective, your consciousness dictates your level of happiness, peace, and contentment in every moment. If you don't feel good, listen, you can change your perspective. That's how powerful you are. And the more you practice changing your perspective in every moment that you don't feel good, use that word good with air quotes, you can shift any emotion. Is it easy? No. But let me tell you something. Getting to Carnegie Hall isn't easy. Going to the Super Bowl, oh, I'm a football fan. Going to the Super Bowl isn't easy. Being an artist isn't easy. Being a writer isn't easy. Nobody picks up and practices a talent. And the first time, second time, it takes years. Look at Michael. Look at LeBron James. It's daily practice. It's the same thing with this life. It's the same thing with the programming. And number one, let me just say this: recognize the programming. See, when you were a baby, look back. When you were a baby. Look at any child out there. 1 year old, 1.5 year old, 6 months old. They're not programmed yet to believe, to worry, to react. You know, I get a reaction, a programmed reaction, every time I tell somebody I got hit by a car while walking a year and a half ago, because it wasn't 2017, it was 2016. I get the same reaction. Eyebrows go up, oh, God, the same reaction. Well, that just means that there's a programming going. I mean, there's a programming meaning that there is a There is a way to react for every situation. You have learned a way to react, a way to respond, a way to be, a way to feel in every situation. You've learned that. Well, I'm here to tell you it's time to unlearn it. It's time to let go of the programming, and it's time to realize what is real, what the truth is. And the truth is we are all as different as our fingerprints. Your reaction is going to be different than somebody else's reaction. It doesn't even make sense that everybody reacts the same way. Unless you're a herd animal, right? I mean, I'm not calling you a herd animal, but I'm just saying. It takes a lot. Oh, I was going to say courage. I don't want to say that. It takes a lot of time. Or not. To really say, you know what? This life is on me. This journey is my journey. This journey is going to be unique to me, and I am not going to allow somebody to define success for me. I'm not going to allow somebody to define who I am. Even the most unique artists out there, and I'm talking about musical artists, even they are programmed when they're not on stage to feel, I'm actually just going on and on now, and let me finish that sentence, to feel different than everybody else feels. Know that you are as different as your fingerprints, and you are the most powerful, powerful person on the planet. Your satisfaction is not going to come from doing anything. That's why everybody has to stay so busy. But the peace is going to come from doing nothing and being okay with it. The peace is going to come from not having to do anything, just being yourself and being that conscious person you were when you were year and a half before all the programming, you know, started filtering in. That's where the peace is going to come from. Woo, did I answer any of the questions? The formula for the secret to life is? Yes, the secret to life is looking in the mirror and taking responsibilities for everything and not blaming anybody else. And also accepting, I forgot that one, that's huge, accepting other people and accepting where you are in this moment. There was nothing in the past that went wrong. I was supposed to get hit by that car. There were a lot of lessons in that. Woo-wee! So everything is happening for a reason, whether you like it or you don't. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday morning. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com if you want any one-on-one sessions with me. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased. Actually, it's an e-book on Amazon. If you want a hard copy, you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I'm ordering some more. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe, a physical extension of the universe. You are consciousness in a physical body. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey, is about the journey. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good night.